This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Lay your head down on my shoulder, don't hold it in your hands. Tell me all your troubles and I'll try to understand. I know your heart's still tender and I know that it still hurts. But things can only get better when it seems they can't get any worse. Hold on to me, I won't let you go. You'll be okay, so hold on.
Hello and welcome to the Fighting Stigma Show here on Free FM 89.0, Tuia Ngā Reo o Te Hapore, and also on Raglan Community Radio, Arrow FM, Otago Access Radio, and Radio Kidnappers. I'm your host Vanessa, and I'm really happy to be here today talking to you all about shame and vulnerability. Now, if you ever listen to anything or read anything by Brené Brown, you will probably have some ideas already about what I might be wanting to talk about, but this is something that's come up recently, both for myself, some friends around me, and some people we support. And I thought it was a really good topic to kind of get into, because when you're going through it in the middle, like, it's really hard, it's really painful. So actually having some ideas about where to look and what to think about kind of when that's all happening can be really, really great. But before I get into all that juiciness, I want to have a quick word about our sponsor, Progress to Health.
Progress to Health believes in creating communities without barriers, and to achieve that we tailor supports to adults experiencing mental health and or disabilities based on their goals to encourage recovery, independence and community involvement. Progress to Health has teams that provide peer support, recovery education, workshops, employment preparation and support, including navigation with other services. Service users are allocated a community support facilitator on referral depending on their goals to mental recovery and achievement. We have offices in Hamilton, Tokoro and New Plymouth. So if that sounds like something you or someone you know might be interested in, and you are in the Waikato DHB region, Taranaki or Taupō, then have a listen to this ad I'm about to play for Progress to Health and get in touch with us.
At Progress to Health, we provide a range of support for those who have experienced mental illness. People who have dealt with mental illness and associated disabilities are supported holistically to maximise their potential. We want to empower your journey to recovery. Check out our website, www.progresstohealth.org.nz, or call us free on 0800 77 57 57.
Now, don't stress if you missed any of those contact details for Progress to Health and you think, hey, talking to Progress to Health might be something very helpful for myself or for someone else you know. I do play that ad again at the end of the show, so stick around, grab a pen and paper, and you'll be able to grab all those contact details and to reach out to Progress to Health. So let's jump right in to shame and vulnerability. Now, if we're talking about it, like, this came up for me thinking about it, talking to someone about there's stuff going on in their life and they are feeling quite ashamed of where things were at, because they felt like they were doing really well in a certain space and then it kind of changed. And I just resonated with it so strongly. I had to kind of like take a moment to actually make sure I was there for them, not for myself, because it's so clearly that whole thing of like when you have that feeling of like you just feel shame, like you just feel like everything, like nothing you do is good enough, everything's horrible, like what's the point of you being on the planet? And it's so often some of the negative thinking in our head is based from shame. And so they talked about, like when I looked online, there was a whole thing about shame being kind of like there's four stages of it, but I really like Brené Brown's definition of shame. Brené Brown defines shame as the intensely painful feeling that we are flawed and therefore unworthy of love and belonging, which totally sums it up for me. She identifies vulnerability, the emotional risk, exposure and uncertainty that we face when we let ourselves be seen, as both the root of shame and our single most effective pathway to healing it. So when I was talking to someone I got so clear that, like, you know, when I feel shame about things about myself, it is that whole, I feel like I'm like there is that risk of exposure, right? So when they talk about the four types of shame, they're typically referring to the four main triggers or lenses that cause shame or have shame come about. So it's unrequited love, unwanted exposure, disappointed expectation, or exclusion. And so sometimes, so it's, to me, it's like that disappointed expectation or unwanted exposure. Unwanted exposure is like the sudden unexpected embarrassment of being caught in a vulnerable, foolish or private situation in front of others. And for me, when my mental health isn't great, it's so often it feels shameful. It feels like unwanted exposure. I really feel like people aren't going to want me. So Brené Brown's definition of intensely painful feeling that we are flawed and therefore unworthy of love and belonging. Like, it's so true. It's like, oh, that makes it hurt. Yeah, so it's that kind of like very true feeling, right? And so it's really hard, like when you have that. And so like the underlying is vulnerability, right? And so being vulnerable is quite often the underlying part of the cause of shame, because we feel vulnerable and we feel unsafe, and so that's where the shame comes from. But a lot of times the overcoming the shame is we have to be vulnerable to overcome it. So as Brené was saying, it's both the root of shame and the single most effective pathway to healing it. And so it's that whole kind of like so many things we have to deal with it. So Brené Brown talks also about the difference between all the shame versus guilt. So guilt is constructive and relates to behaviours. I did something bad, whereas shame is destructive and targets the self. I am bad. So I feel guilty about this. It's like I didn't manage to achieve the thing I wanted. I feel shamed about this. It's like I should have been better. I'm bad. I'm wrong. Like it's very internalised, very you're a bad person, not you did a bad thing. And quite often what happens is like we get so surrounded by those feelings of shame and vulnerability that we just want to avoid them so totally much. Like we just like do all these things in our lives to try and run away from them or have them not happen or not be feeling them. And so there's a real danger of numbing. So when we try to avoid the pain of shame, fear and disappointment, we also numb our capacity for joy, love and belonging. You can't selectively numb emotions. You can only numb all of them. And that's so true. It's about that whole kind of feeling of like you have to allow yourself to feel the emotion. And I hate that because emotions have a really strong feeling and they're a whole thing. But it's so important and it makes life so much better. It's one of the big things I've done in my therapy over the years, my counselling, is just like allowing myself to feel my emotions and like any emotions and just live with it and breathe through it. And one of the things I found is the more I do that, the more I'm finding what's underneath. And so that's how I've really got to, like, obviously hearing Brené Brown talk about shame and the underlying vulnerability of that had me kind of start looking into that. But really sitting with myself when I'm feeling like immense amounts of shame and feeling what is underlying, like being allow myself to be vulnerable to look into it, to feel that and to see what's behind it. What are the internal thoughts? Is there things that I'm saying to myself? Is there things that I'm projecting internal or internalizing projections from other people? Like, I think they're going to say this about me if they knew this. And it's not so much that they've actually said it to me. Sometimes it is, but quite often it's just, I think they would say this. And it's just really nasty stuff, right? So what's actually underneath all that? Like, what is the emotion underneath that? Because it's the shame is quite often not the, it's the top emotion. It's not the base. And so quite often it can be around fear, like fear of being unworthy, fear of like really ruining something. It can just be, just as we said, like, you know, unfulfilled expectation. Like it can be, completely be that, you know, and it's that whole like I'm not good enough to be in this world, right? So what is the things that are coming around for that? Brené Brown talks about shame resilience. Like you cannot defeat shame by hiding, because shame derives its power from being unspeakable by being unspeakable. So shame is all about being hidden and like that you have to hide, that you're not worthy, that you shouldn't be seen, right? So practicing vulnerability by sharing your story with an empathetic person robs shame of its power. And if you don't feel safe or comfortable to share it with another person, this is where journaling can be really good. Because sometimes just writing it out or doing a visual journal or singing about it. I know someone who wrote a song. They always talk to me about they felt like they could sing okay, but they can't play guitar well. So it had, is it two chords? Like, I think that's the right way to say that. I'm very unmusical. And so they just kind of played ding, 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 ding. Like it was the same thing over and over. And they made a song about like how they were so shameful as a person, like they shouldn't be on the planet. And so that's how they kind of owned up to that vulnerability of saying what their truth was. And it really helped them, right? So if you have someone to talk to, that's great. But a lot of times we're not in the space where we're ready. We don't have someone around us that we feel comfortable doing that with. So yeah. And quite often, vulnerability is seen as a weakness, but it's not. Vulnerability is courage. Vulnerability is the most accurate measure of courage. Like, you have to be so courageous to allow yourself to be vulnerable, especially with someone else. Like, it's huge. But it's that thing of, like, what else can we do, right? What are the things, if we realize that what's happening is we're starting to feel shame, like, what do we do to help ourselves? Right? What can we do to, like, in the moment, what's the immediate thing? And one of the things I found really interesting is that whole idea of feeling into allowing myself to feel the emotion, allowing myself to feel the shame, allowing myself to feel the vulnerability, then feeling into, like, what is the stuff that's behind that? Allowing it. Sometimes it's just allowing to feel those feelings. And then just letting my thoughts flow back and forth. So I don't know if that sounds interesting on the radio. I was just waving my hands in front of my face back and forth. I'm a very visual person, so it doesn't work on the radio sometimes. So, like, my thoughts can flow through. And then, like, I notice as the thoughts are floating through while I'm allowing myself to feel those emotions. Of those emotions, what is mine? What is someone else's and what is something else's? So, like, what is something that I actually believe about myself and it's actually truly? What are things that maybe I've heard from someone else or I think someone else would be thinking? And what is, like, you know, what I think society thinks or I've heard in a movie or, like, it's just I don't even know where it comes from, but it's something that's coming up, right? So all the things that are not yours, all the things that are not true and believed by you, like, return to sender. Just go flick your hand away and go, no, that's not mine. And then just look at the ones that are yours, right? If you can do that, it can make a huge difference. But it's also, it's that whole thing of what can we do around, like, when the thoughts come up that we do believe. It's like, you know, if I was a real adult, my house would look like this. If I was a real adult, I'd have this much in savings. If I was a real adult, like, because I get quite a lot of shame around not being a real adult, like, I'm quote marks, because it's that thing of, like, I have this whole belief around, and it's so often society has told me that, like, you know, you're supposed to be married, have kids, own a house, have this much in savings, be able to do this thing, right? Be this weight, be this fit. It's so, I have quite often, sometimes I get stuck in a shame spiral around that I'm not achieved any of those, right? And then if I feel into allowing myself to feel that and, like, what's going on, like, the background is that the fear, I have fear, and it's the fear of, like, that my life will always be a struggle, that it will always be hard, that I'm not good enough, that actually I truly am not enough, that I'm not worthy of love. And so it's that fear, right? So quite often if fear is our background, the thing to do is, like, what's an action we can take to help ourselves feel safe in that moment? Now, many times in the past, myself and Hayes have talked to you about spoon theory or even unified cutlery theory, which also works very well with this. So in that moment, when you've worked out what the background emotion is or the background thought or worry is there something you can do in this 10 seconds to support yourself around that, right? So if it's fear, like, what is an action you can do to help yourself feel safe? What is an action that you can do in the moment, and you're looking for something small and totally doable, right? Like it has to be very, like it has to be doable, right? That's why we're saying like in this 10 seconds, in this minute, like small space, right? Because you're not feeling great. We're not talking about like I'm going to go clean my room, start a savings account. You know, we're not doing big actions. We're doing I'm going to pick up this coffee cup and take it to the sink, tip out the old coffee and rinse it. That's it, right? That sort of level of action. What is the actions that would help? So quite often if it's, we're feeling fearful, like it's something that helps us feel safe. So it may not be related to things that you're actually talking about, right? But it might be another thing. So we're looking for what's an action that will give you a small spoon in that area. Or what is something that will help you take out a small fork? If you remember unified cutlery theory, forks are like challenges or things that make it hard to feel okay. So what is a small fork related to this that you could deal with in the moment? And it could be ringing and talking to someone. Later on, I'm going to share a series of support lines. So sometimes that could be the thing, talking to someone online, a counsellor or someone who's not connected to your life about like all the things that aren't working well so you can have an external perspective can really help. Sometimes it's having a friend or a family member. Sometimes it's like spending time with your pet, right? Like what is it that will make a difference? And sometimes it can just be making a list in your head of like counteracting arguments, right? Sometimes I have this whole thing about like quite often my bedroom is a complete like tip. It's a total mess. Like it's just not organized at all. And because I have a queen size bed and there's only ever me in the bed. Like, so the other half of the bed ends up being the space where things live, right? And so I've had many people over the years talk to me about like, are you going to tidy up your bed? Are you going to make your bed? And I'm like, I realized that actually, yes, I could find a home for those things. I could put them all away. That would probably be really good and then I'd fit in with the, you know, the population, the way, the right way to do things. But actually, generally the only things that are over there on my bed are the things that I'm like, I want close to hand. They're the things that I actually want to have at a certain point. And it's not definitely every single day. It's going to be at some point I'm going to need that. So I want it close to hand because then I don't have to look for it. So it's finding a different way to talk to yourself about the thing you're feeling shame about. So I kind of end up having a like, do I need to have like a container of some form that doesn't, that so the things, extra things on my bed are actually all in one container. So they're really easy to get to for me. But like, you know, I can pick it up, fluff out my duvet and put my duvet on so it's flat so anyone who's looking at my bed doesn't notice that like my bed's not particularly really made, right? Like, so what is the thing that I can do to help with that? And Brené Brown talks about that, the power of vulnerability, and so often like the opposite of shame or the way to move over shame is connection. Because so often shame is the fear of disconnection. Like, is there something about me that if other people know it or see it, I won't be worthy of connection? So, like, I'm not good enough, right? And then, you know, which is underpinned by excruciating vulnerability. So in order for connection to happen, we have to allow ourselves to really be seen, right? But if we have that fear of disconnection, like fear of being seen, like that whole shame, like vulnerability is scary as, right? But connection is the ability to feel connected is why we are here. It gives purpose and meaning to our lives. And so if we're sitting in that not good enough, right, we have to like kind of find a way to work on moving to being someone or being around or being with people who are wholehearted people. So a strong sense of worthiness, a strong sense of love and belonging, right? And so that whole thing of like when you're feeling shame, so you're feeling disconnected, you're feeling vulnerable that if someone sees you, truly sees you, that they won't think you're worthy of knowing, that you won't be worthy of connection, right? So if you're trying to be a wholehearted person, so like being worthy of that, like having a strong sense of worthiness, a strong sense of love and belonging, feeling like you belong, having that sense of connection, that what you'll have in common with other people will be that you'll have courage to be imperfect. Tell a story of who you are with your whole heart. Don't tell the highlight reel, right? It's okay to be not everything. Like, we don't have to be perfect. And compassion, to be kind to yourself first. Like, we have to have self-compassion. We have to look after ourselves. We have to embrace ourselves and allow ourselves those vulnerable moments, those things that aren't as good as we want them to be. And connection is the result of authenticity. To let go of who we thought we should be in order to be who we really are. And it's like authenticness can be so scary because so often we're told by society that who we truly feel we are is not good enough, right? So it's shameful, right? And so that leads to vulnerability. Like, if people actually knew who I really was, if I was really authentic, then I'd be dismissed, right? And so the last step is fully embracing vulnerability. What made you vulnerable made you beautiful, right? Those bits of yourself that you like feel so authentic and feel so vulnerable and so open to criticism and shame are the things that make you amazing, right? So when we numb vulnerability, we make everything that is uncertain certain, and we blame and we perfect. Like, so when we numb vulnerability, we like try and stop being vulnerable, we try and stop the shame, we try and cut it out. It's not like we just turn everything off, right? We try to perfect everything, make everything exactly right the way it's supposed to be, and that's like little rubbity is supposed to be. Yeah. But there is another way. To let ourselves be deeply vulnerably seen, to love with our whole heart, to practice gratitude and joy, and to believe that we are enough. And so, like, that's just amazing words from Brené Brown. And it's just so good to, like, kind of have that feeling of, like, everyone feels shame and vulnerability, right? And it's just what we do with it. But as I was saying, sometimes what we need is we need to talk to someone because we're just so all over the place with things. So what I'm going to do now is play a series of support lines. So grab a pen and paper so you can write these down. So if you ever need to reach out, you know who to call.
So the first support line that I want to give you is 1737. Now, that's pretty much what it's called, so Need to Talk, 1737. It's a free call or text service, and it's available 24/7, so 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So you'll get to talk or text with a trained counsellor, and their service is completely free. So if you're feeling anxious or run down, depressed, needing to talk to someone, give them a call or give them a text, 1737. The next number I want to give you is the Crisis Assessment Team, or CAT team, and their number is 0800 50 50 50. So that's assistance for people who are in crisis in the Waikato DHB region. So they're a crisis assessment team, they're part of the community mental health, so they are kind of like right up there with when things are going really, really wrong. It's very urgent care is needed around mental health. So that number again is 0800 50 50 50. The next number I want to give you is Lifeline. So Lifeline is an amazing service. It's a 24-hour telephone support service available for anyone needing emotional support. So 24/7, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Now their number is 0800 543 354. And they have trained counsellors and just amazing people that you can have a talk to no matter what time of day it is. The next number I want to give you is the Depression Helpline. Now, the Depression Helpline is related to depression.org.nz. You may have seen some of their ads around, like the with John Kirwan. They have a whole lot of videos on the online service, but this is the phone line service. So Depression Helpline, 0800 111 757. Now, they're the other, if you just have someone, you need someone safe to talk to, they're available from 8 a.m. in the morning to midnight. And they're a really great service, just someone calm and like gentle to talk to about whatever's going on for you. Now, the next number I've got for you is not a mental health support line. It's actually the health line. So it's health information service for all the family, and it's staffed by registered nurses who will give information and advice. I have used this line. It's for general health, medical health, physical health, and it's really amazing because sometimes when things are going wrong with your body, you don't know what's happening, you're not sure if we need to go the ambulance route or you need to go to the hospital. They're trained nurses, so they will actually ask you a bunch of questions. You can answer them, and they'll let you know what you need to do, and it's a huge relief. So the Healthline number is 0800 611 116, and that's available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The next number I want to give you is the Suicide Prevention Helpline. Now, this is support, information and resources to people who are at risk of suicide and or the family of family or whānau and friends supporting them. Now, it's available from midday to midnight, and their number is 0508 Tautoko, which is 0508-828-865. Now, the next number I want to give you is the Shine Confidential Helpline. And the Shine Confidential Helpline specialises in domestic violence to help keep people safe from abuse. So their number is 0508 744 633. And the last number that I want to give you is I want to give you the Outline. Now, this is a Gay and Lesbian Outline New Zealand. So it's support for people, gay and lesbian people, who want to have someone to talk to about whatever's going on around that, because quite often we need a bit of extra support, and when you're not getting that support, that can definitely lead to mental health stuff. So this is a really great line. So the Outline, their number is 0800 688 5463.
So don't stress, I play that at the end of every single show, or myself or Highest play at the end of every single show of Fighting Stigma. So if you missed any of those, you can grab them next week. But that's all we have time for. So hopefully this has given you a few ideas of how to kind of start tackling shame and vulnerability, how to start living an authentic life, how to start living courageously. I totally recommend searching for Brené Brown either on Spotify or on YouTube, or just anywhere on the internet. But she's got a whole bunch of TED Talks and lots of short videos, so you don't have to have like big long things. There's lots of really great stuff around shame and vulnerability from Brené Brown, which is B-R-E-N-E, second word, B-R-O-W-N. But that's all we've got time for today, so from us all here, take care.
At Progress to Health, we provide a range of support for those who have experienced mental illness. People who have dealt with mental illness and associated disabilities are supported holistically to maximise their potential. We want to empower your journey to recovery. Check out our website, www.progresstohealth.org.nz, or call us free on 0800 77 57 57.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.